Now we are going to move to the final phase, phase 3. We recommend you follow phase 3 during your next 6 months, which are months 6 through 12. During phase 2, we focused on activating your pelvic floor muscles on a daily basis, in various positions. Now we really want to move into activities of daily living. Once again, we want our muscles to act automatically during activities that put us at risk for leaking. So, we are going to train them to do just that. For this phase, you want to focus on one or two activities that cause leakage for you. Think back to the last few days. Was it getting out of a chair? Or bending over? Or lifting something? Pick ones that fit with your experience. For example, if it was bending over, then that will be one exercise that we practice. To do that, in a standing position, begin your Kegel squeeze, and then hold it as you bend over. Continue the Kegel squeeze through 5 seconds. Doing that together, begin in the standing position. Squeeze low, zip high, begin slow bend over, hold the squeeze, 3, 4, 5, and relax. Return to upright position. In total, we want to do 30 repetitions daily. So, if you only pick one situation like bending over, then repeat 30 times. If you pick two situations, like bending over and getting out of a chair, then you would perform 15 repetitions in each position. Like phase 2, this should only take about 5 minutes and should be easy to fit into your daily routine. Also, over these 6 months, try to vary things. Replace some situations with others. Maybe instead of bending over, now try lifting something up, or try coughing lightly. Train your body to act in many different real-world situations. Once again, remember all the other components of your bladder and pelvic floor program. During phase 3, continue to follow your bladder smart diet and track your progress using periodic bladder diaries. Oftentimes, it is helpful to complete one bladder diary every month. And, of course, from time to time, you can perform the complete Module 3 if you want a more comprehensive workout. But the daily repetitions are the most important during this phase. Good luck with phase 3.